This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hammond. Kevin Flynn is here. We have a special guest in the studio today, one of our fine listeners from Lakes Country of Minnesota.
Brother Justin in the house.
Exactly right, yes.
Glad to be here.
And we're putting him to work today. So
I like that. I love
that. Yeah, it's kind of fun. Kind of fun, right?
Yep.
We're having fun on a Friday for sure. Chicago cops are being overwhelmed by teens causing damage. What can be done to stop this insanity, for crying out loud? We're going to talk with the National Police Association spokesperson, someone that's been there, done that for a 29-year law enforcement career in just a moment. Speeding is going to be aggressive driving, speeding, driving too fast for conditions, following too close, all those things. We're going to talk with Lauren Wallman about a special campaign to enforce those bad behaviors of drivers. It starts today and goes for a month, coming up a little later on in the program. That's happening in North Dakota. And we'll give you the scoop on that. Also, a college in the United States teaching things that might be the equivalent of what's taught in North Korea. Actually happening. I'm going to tell you about that, too. So stay tuned for all that this hour on What's On Your Mind. Before we get going, I want to tell you about my friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich Valley City has, I have a truck that I'm absolutely in love with. I love my truck. I do, and this is my second Chevy truck.
Welcome
and I
to
love
the Silverado
them.
Family, brother.
That's right. They're so darn fun. And safe and loaded with all the features. And I was just looking at some of the new Chevys that they have right now, and they have a 1500 LT, HD 2500 LT, 2500 HD LT. There's Blazers, the Suburban. They got a new 23 Chevrolet Suburban LS, which is great. They have a 1500 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ, a brand new 2022. You'll save big on that right now, I'll tell you that. A 3500 HD chassis cab work truck right now. So they're loaded up with new trucks. There's a Sharp Chevrolet Suburban High Country, which means that baby is loaded to the max. It has that Empire beige metallic exterior, black interior. Check these all out at PucklichValleyCity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Welcome to the program, Sergeant Bradner Smith, spokesperson for the National Police Association, and began her career as a police dispatcher at the age of 17. Held positions in patrol, investigations, narcotics, juvenile, hostage negotiation, crime prevention, canine, field training. Pretty much been there, done that.
Wow.
Sergeant Smith, welcome to What's On Your Mind. How are you?
Hey, good morning, and thanks for having me.
Thank you for your service.
My
wow,
gosh.
What a resume.
No kidding. Absolutely
it
incredible.
It was a fun career, and it continues today. I travel all around the country and train, and speak for my brothers and sisters through the National Police Association.
So what's going on in Chicago? Just describe this for somebody that has not followed this insanity.
Well, what we have been having in Chicago, and I was a Chicago area police officer for 29 years, but I then fled to Arizona when I retired. Here's the thing. In Chicago, we have what they're euphemistically calling teen takeovers. And what they do is gather in certain areas. This time it was near Millennium Park, which is very much a tourist area. We have there's an attraction there called The Bean that everybody likes to pose in front of. Wonderful restaurants. You know, Chicago is such a beautiful city. But what they have done is literally take over the streets, and last weekend this quickly turned violent. We had a couple of shootings. We had tourists accosted. There are several horrific stories about, you know, like, for example, some tourists from Indianapolis who literally had to be rescued. And the mayor-elect, Brandon Johnson, has done several press conferences where he basically said, you know, if only these young people, these children, as he calls them, had jobs, and only if they had a place to gather and things like that. You know, in the meantime, this lawlessness continues. You know, we've already had, you know, multiple shootings, several homicides this week. Carjackings are up. Burglaries are up. Retail theft is through the roof to the point where businesses are closing. I mean, Chicago is really in the grips of just total social collapse.
Wow. What do you think would be the antidote to these teen takeovers? You're right. I heard some of the officials in Chicago say all these dumb things about, well, excusing it, and one of the city council members said if they had things to do in where they live, then they wouldn't have to do this. Like, things to do. I don't know. Like, what does that mean? What stops a teen takeover, do you think?
Well, what stops a teen takeover is an overwhelming show of force by law enforcement. And again, remember, the Chicago Police Department is hundreds and hundreds of police officers short, thanks to horrible morale, terrible leadership under Lori Lightfoot, and a very much a mentally absent, nice man, but mentally absent police superintendent who's now gone. The acting superintendent, by the way, just announced his retirement. So we lack leadership. And of course, we apparently lack the political will in Chicago to make any sort of changes. When I was a rookie cop working in narcotics, I was on a task force and I did a lot of work in the city of Chicago. We were hearing these exact same things. People need jobs. They're committing crime because they're poor. Things like that. Just because you're poor doesn't mean you're going to become a criminal. Being a criminal it's a choice that you make. So how do we stop it? Overwhelming use of police force, not just the Chicago Police Department, but we need our federal partners, we need the state police, and then we need to not just arrest people, but we need to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. And that's one of the biggest problems that we have in Chicago. Chicago is in Cook County. Cook County has a George Soros-installed prosecutor named Kim Fox. And you always hear people talk about we need more gun control, more gun laws. Illinois, and especially the city of Chicago, is one of the most gun-controlled cities and states in this nation. But you can have all the gun laws in the world. You can arrest all the quote-unquote gun criminals that you can get your hands on. But if you don't properly prosecute them, then nobody gets punished. We have got to stop this 3-year experiment of not holding criminals accountable and go back to what we did in the 90s. We know how to do it. Arrest people, prosecute them, put them in prison for long periods of time. It's what we need to do in Chicago and around the country.
Okay, first I'm going to say Betsy Brantner Smith for president right now. Let's go on with that. Betsy, you know what? I'll go with you one more is that we have to do a number of things. These are teenagers. You know, we have an entire generation, I've always said, that can't take no for an answer. They're looking to be victims. They're all these things that there's no discipline like you're talking about when they're younger either. So we're getting fathers back in the home, getting discipline back in their lives, learning to lose and take no for an answer. I mean, it just seems like there's a lot to be done when they're younger, even, you know, outside of a police car, so to speak.
Well, and you're absolutely right. And you know, we've got a couple of generations now in Chicago and again around the country who have been told, you're a victim. It's not your fault. And you deserve to just do whatever you want. It's all about feelings, whatever you feel. And because of this, these quote unquote kids, these teenagers, although there were older kids, you know, older young people there as well, they have no empathy, for other people. They have no respect for life.
Nope.
And they also, you know, they have the tools. This is one of the problems. We were speaking with some friends from the area the other day, my husband and I, police officers, and they said, we're outgunned. We are taking Glock handgun after Glock handgun off of these thugs in Chicago and in the suburbs. Their guns are nicer than ours. They have better optics. They have lights. They have their own backup. When they're committing even just property crime, catalytic converters, theft, things like that, they have their own backup car with a, you know, three or four other gangbangers in it or thieves with rifles ready to take on anyone who interrupts criminal activity.
Unbelievable. Wow. Hang tight, Sergeant, back after this on What's on Your Mind for more on this topic.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Having a bad night's sleep? My Pillow products can make the difference now. You could order today, and Monday you'd have at your doorstep new mattress, new bed, mattress topper, whatever it is. Better night's sleep. That's what they're really selling. My Pillow mattress topper 2.0 and My Pillow 2.0 is a great example of that. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. or call 800-506-9028. Continuing our chat with a veteran law enforcement officer, 29 years now, a trainer. Continuing in that position as well, been a trainer for over 20 years. Spokesperson for the National Police Association, Sergeant Betsy Breitner-Smith. We're talking about Chicago and these teen takeovers. I agree with you on the response, and it's brilliant. And we talked a little bit about the root cause. What do you think these teens think they're trying to accomplish? And what is their end game here? Do they have one?
You know, here's the sad thing is very often these kids really have no sense of optimism. They have no sense of a future. We talked to a friend the other day who works a security detail at a grocery store, off-duty cop, and he said, I see the same teenagers coming in day after day to purchase food for dinner, you know, so their mom can cook dinner. They purchase it one day at a time because they have no sense of the future. They have no sense of optimism. And you know, there's been many studies on this, sociological studies, about how, you know, kids, especially in the gang culture, they just really don't see much past the next few hours. So that's part of the problem that we have. But here's the thing, when you keep telling these kids that, oh, it's, you know, this isn't your fault and you're doing bad things because it's somebody else's fault. They didn't give you a job. They didn't give you an education, this and that. You know, you're not helping that lack of optimism. And, you know, you look at the Chicago public school system where these kids are educated, 30% of them cannot even read or write. And again, who got this new mayor elected? The Chicago Teachers Union put millions of dollars into his campaign. And so I don't think this is going to change anytime soon unless the Chicago community themselves decide this is enough. We've got to stop. But again, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shootings every month. I don't know when they're going to get tired of it.
I was going to say, and now mob rule, for crying out loud.
That's the thing. And now tourists are seeing this. It's national news now. People who would come to the city of Chicago in the summer, because again, it's a beautiful place, our lakefront, our sports teams, who are saying, yeah, let's take the kids to Chicago and spend a week there. They're not going to do it. And that may be what wakes people up because, frankly, money always wakes people up, sad to say.
Well, it's not just happening in Chicago. I mean, it's happening in Philly. It's happening in New York and L.A. and all. I mean, Atlanta, you know.
Well, the lawlessness is these team takeovers, this organization, which seems to me to be directly, I mean, they're going after tourists. Like, I was in New York City last weekend, and in the places where tourists are, Times Square and, you know, the park and other places, it's like Disneyland, right? I mean, you don't, but if you start seeing these teen mobs coming to these tourist areas, I agree with Sergeant Smith. This is going to be a whole different ballgame. Justin, question for
him? Yeah, Sergeant, I'm somebody that went to Chicago quite a bit, and I can definitely attest for, you know, it's beautiful. I love staying down in the Gold Coast area, and what I had always heard was that was the area that they were protecting, right? You know, that's where the money is, to your point. I mean, do you have? I'll be honest with you. I won't go there right now, and I haven't went there the past several years because of some of this. And you know, I'm a licensed concealed carry back here in Minnesota, but you know, I've thought to myself, there's no way I'm going without my gun there. And it's like the worst thing is, I'm afraid I'm going to have to use it because
why risk it? Yeah,
exactly. Why risk it? And I used to, you know, back in the day, walk out on Navy Pier, you know, 10 o'clock at night. I wouldn't, you know, have a worry, or down Michigan Avenue. And I just wondered, do you really think that at least in that area they're going to regain control of it here because it's made such a headline?
I don't know. And, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, in Chicago, when you would travel there, when, you know, you live there, two of my kids lived there until recently, you knew, you know, you stayed away from the west side. You stayed out of parts of the south side. Now it's everywhere. You know, my daughter just moved out of there a year ago. She lived in Lincoln Park's in Lincoln Park, one of the safest neighborhoods in the city. And yet what started to happen, and this happened after the death of George Floyd, is the shootings, the theft, the riots, the stalking, all of that. So now it's everywhere. And, you know, it is going to take an incredible effort by not just the Chicago Police Department, but the political leadership, the faith communities, and the people themselves to get this back on track. And, you know, and I don't know, because the progressive left has been trying so hard around the country, not just in Chicago, to discredit legitimate police authority. And until police leaders just wholly reject that and the community rejects it as well, I think we're going to have this, you know, this increasing lawlessness that is just going to drive people away. You know, let's not forget Illinois. I was born and raised and did all my police work in Illinois. It's the number one most abandoned state by its residents in the nation. And of course, the most abandoned city, Chicago, Illinois. It's incredibly sad. Hopefully that we are finally going to realize that this ridiculous social experiment that we have been ensconced in for the past 3 years, this reduction of cops, minimal arrests, no prosecution, no bail requirements, de-incarceration, it's been an abysmal failure and will go back to being the United States of America. We can only pray for that.
I tell you what, there's no doubt that she's from Chicago. I'll tell you that, Scotty, right now. Let me ask you this, Betsy. Northside, Southside, Cubs or White Sox?
Oh, come on, man. The Cubs.
Cubs,
the White Sox do not exist. They are not.
There you go. That's a goal. I'm gonna go have a sausage.
We have about a minute left. I want to just ask you, as someone that interacts with a lot of law enforcement officers in your role training, what I worry about is, you know, okay, the teen takeover is an example. The only way to stop an overwhelming show of law enforcement. Guess what? City council doesn't want that. Mayor doesn't want that. Police commissioner doesn't want that.
Exactly.
Who in the world would go into this profession right now?
Well, and that's the thing. We are seeing that all over the country, that American law enforcement, as police officers are retiring or leaving the profession altogether, we are having a very difficult time finding young people to come and take their place, and especially qualified young people. It was the greatest adventure of my life to be a police officer for 29 years, and I would recommend it to anybody. But when you get out of the police academy knowing that not only could you just be hurt, knowing that you're going to see so much horror and mayhem and sadness during your entire career, now you might be indicted. You might go to prison. Your family will be doxxed if you get involved in some sort of quote unquote controversial incident, and you're not going to make a lot of money. Who would do that? So we have got to go back to lifting up law enforcement, respecting law enforcement, and it starts at the top.
Do we ever? Great point. Great conversation. Look forward to having you back, Sergeant Betsy Gratner-Smith from the National Police Association. God bless. Thank you.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All season men's slippers. All season women's slippers. There's all season men's moccasin slippers and all season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal, or call 800-506-9028.
U.S. USA News Update. An IRS special agent said to be involved in the federal investigation into Hunter Biden is seeking whistleblower protections and wants to provide evidence of illegal activities about the probe to Congress. Attorney Mark Lytle.
But my client wants to come forward. He's not a political person. He's not a social media person. He's not coming here with a political agenda. He's been at the IRS for more than 10 years, and now he's a supervisory special agent. He's actually been trusted as an assistant special agent in charge in other cities and trusted with international investigations and working with other countries' tax enforcement.
Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter charges in New Mexico have been dropped. Prosecutor Jason Lewis and Kerry Morrissey say the decision does not absolve Mr. Baldwin of criminal culpability and charges may be refiled. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Story that should blow you away. Mark Levin interviewed the girl from North Korea who somehow got to Columbia and had a hard time differentiating what she was being taught at Columbia from what they would teach in North Korea. Think about that. At Columbia University, New York City.
Yeah.
Wow.
In North Korea, I know that, wasn't she in the Chinese, escaped actually the Chinese sex trade or something?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly right. More on that story coming up here in just a little bit, but trust me, you are not going to believe this. Well, actually, I do believe it, sadly. You know, I do. I mean, that's what higher education has become, and especially the elite schools, man alive. PetroServe USA, a fine sponsor today on the program, and today, some lunch specials that you'll really enjoy. Nice thing about PetroServe USA, they have home cooking and they have grab-and-go convenience. And a lot of locations with the Cafe USA and more coming. A brand new location under construction in Castleton. And they have the huge store there. Soon breaking ground in Wahpeton as well. So pretty amazing. And today, let's see, let's check out West Main Avenue, West Fargo for you. Sloppy Joe's or Mac and Beef? Sounds really good.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Fish and fries or a bacon cheeseburger hot dish in Valley City today. Orange chicken at 12th Avenue and I-29 location. Steak tips in Glendon. Tuna casserole at 45th Street in Fargo. Euland, Harwood. PetroServe USA home cook and grab and go convenience. In a moment, we're going to tell you about a effort to crack down on speeding. And not just speeding, but also aggressive driving in North Dakota. Stay tuned for that after we chat with Keith in Detroit Lakes. What's on your mind, Keith?
Hey, good morning. Thank you guys for doing what you do in our part of the country. To have a open mic like this is really great. Have you guys ever heard of a fellow named Jordan Peterson?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a thinker.
Well, he had,
smart guy.
Canadian.
He had an interview with a girl who started changing, transitioning when she was around 12. He talks about the horror she went through mentally and physically on this process, and now she's trying to change back to a female. she still has half of her natural anatomy. She'll never be able to breastfeed because she had a double mastectomy at a very young age. And these people that think that they're saving lives, according to Dr. Peterson, he said that greater than 80% of the people that are struggling with this identity problem are resolved as they give them a couple years. He suggests they just get psychological mental health and somebody to talk to instead of just throwing them in to surgery. He also said that in one of the, I don't know if it's Norway, there's a big center up there, a hospital that specializes in gender transformation surgeries. They have now shut down because there's over 1,000 lawsuits against them. So I guess the dollar will speak once people start taking them to court.
Yeah, interesting. He has written a book called The 12 Rules for Life, which is really good, and other books as well. Beyond Order wrote one on political correctness. And you can see his work. Is it Turning Point USA? Is he at Turning Point?
Yeah, he's all over. He's got a thing on YouTube, Parental Trauma in a World of Gender Insanity with Miriam Grossman. He's got like 6.5 million followers, subscribers on YouTube. Jordan B. Peterson with an S. S-O-N.
I always get mixed up whether it's, the Ben Shapiro.
Right, yeah. Daily
group.
Exactly.
Or the Turning Point USA one.
Yeah,
but he's,
yeah.
His videos are out there everywhere.
Yep.
He's great. Thanks for calling about that, Keith. And you're right. It's a story that belongs as part of this whole conversation of the sanctuary state in Minnesota. And in North Dakota, saying, nope, hard stop, not minors, not here.
Well, I'll tell you, when the governor takes his dirt dive, I'm not going to lower my flag. That's all.
All right, appreciate your call. Keith, thank you very much. Our next guest is Lauren Wallman. She's the Safety Public Information Manager at the North Dakota Department of Transportation to tell us a little bit about a enforcement campaign that starts today. If you're speeding or some other bad behavior, you're going to find some extra enforcement that's going to be happening over there over the next month. Lauren, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing well.
What is aggressive driving?
So aggressive driving comes in many forms. Number one is speeding, and that's what our enforcement is all about. But aggression is also following too close to vehicles, operating a vehicle in a reckless, negligent, or aggressive manner. So very popular, you hear about it, road rage is a huge aggressive behavior on the road.
How about the crowd that likes to drive small, little cars that are very loud, very fast? How about would that be aggressive driving?
That could definitely fall under aggressive driving, not following those posted speed limits, trying to speed and weave in and out of traffic. Those are all forms of aggressive driving, and it creates a lot of danger out there on the road for them, but also fellow drivers.
And, there's also something called driving too fast for conditions. And you could have a posted speed limit for 75, but have ice and snow and everything else and actually be cited for driving too fast for the conditions if you're going the speed limit in that case, right?
That's exactly right. Especially a lot of North Dakota is seeing that today with the snowfall after we experienced some great weather. Now we've got some slick road conditions because of this snowfall. So driving too fast for road conditions, even though it's the speed limit, can also be very dangerous and result in a crash.
What kind of data do you have on the various examples of aggressive driving, speeding included, in the factors that it is in crashes? In other words, if you look at all the crashes, what kind of a percentage is it that people that are aggressive driving end up in crashes, causes for those crashes?
So for speeding and or driving too fast for road conditions, that was a factor in 25% of our fatal crashes in North Dakota in 2022. So we had 98 fatalities, and 25% of those was a result of speeding or driving too fast for road conditions. just to put it in perspective as well, 178 people died in speed and aggressive driving involved crashes in North Dakota over the past 5 years. So 178 people, that could still be here today, but with that speeding and aggressive driving caused a crash.
Yeah, so just a good food for thought when you're in a hurry or a little angry on the road or whatever. You, Kevin, you don't speed, do you? You're never doing aggressive driving, are you? I don't think. All that driving between the Flag Family Studios and the Lakes Studio, you're not...
No, I never get upset. I'm very passive. But
Justin, how about you? Do you follow
the
rules?
It's crazy how much there is. I mean, the running... I mean, on 94, Fargo into Moorhead, sometimes 80, 85, zipping through traffic. Yeah, that's unreal.
Yeah, I follow all the rules, Scott.
Okay, good. I just wanted to check with everybody here to make sure they're...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're good, Lauren. Same with me, by the way. So
good. I love to hear it.
Yeah, we're gonna continue to make sure we're doing the right thing here.
What gets me is that it seems to be, and because I drive it every day, a lot of young drivers that are on their phone maybe half the time and just screaming through. Like, wow, you're not in L.A. Okay, but yeah.
Interesting. Now there is a little. Extra enforcement that'll be happening over the next month. Tell us about what that looks like.
Yes, so we have Obey the Sign or Pay the Fine that is running now through May 21st. So you may see law enforcement officers a little bit more out on the roads. And we do want to remind people this isn't just about giving citations out. Sometimes seeing that law enforcement can just give you that reminder, whether it's slowing down, taking a deep breath behind the wheel, trying to get some of that aggression under control, but also buckling your seatbelt, maybe putting your phone away. All of these things are steps we can take towards eliminating fatalities and serious injuries in our state.
All right, so they're going to be out there, friends. That's a month-long endeavor, and it's extra enforcement, so that means more law enforcement in more places, right?
Exactly.
Perfect. Lauren, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Don't say we didn't warn you now. You slow down and you don't have to worry about that extra enforcement. Lauren Wallman from the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Got to get to some of these texts before we're done here today. Texter says you should include Minneapolis with the cities that have become too dangerous to visit. They have made the top 10 list of the worst dangerous cities in America.
Oh, yeah.
I have family there, and I would go to Twins games, but now as a senior citizen, I don't feel comfortable going there anymore.
Yep. No, we talk, they're included in the conversation all the time.
Yeah, and Twins games, you're right, same thing.
And I love how the Minneapolis City Council wants to blame Hyundai and Kia because their cars are too easy to steal. Hey, we need to blame the screwdriver for the guy that fell and went through his head.
Texter says, Scott, I can understand Shannon Owen's grief at losing her husband. I can understand her anger as well. I grieve with her. We all should. That said, you parroting that Governor Walz doesn't support law enforcement is another matter. One, that statement is preposterous on its face. Two, prove it, facts and rhetoric. Three, you've supported the treasonous January 6th attack and those who made it happen. You've helped feed that beast. Cops were beaten with the American flag. I hope you're proud. Oh, my gosh. There's about a million ways we can unpack that one.
I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, exactly right. First of all, I'll turn that on you. What has Governor Walz done to support police? My facts are what happened with the Black Lives Matter protest.
George Floyd, yep.
And that endeavor when, it wasn't law enforcement he was supporting, who, by the way, wanted the National Guard to come in and help stop them from burning buildings, and the governor ignored the request. Do you need any more of an example than that?
And yes, Tim Walz increased funding for law. He's done it twice. He defeated that the Minneapolis City the ballot question. He was about getting that defeated too. But it's about mindset and true encouragement, and you know this. Fake stand behind. I mean, yeah, he's adding money, but he's not a fan.
And
you're not gonna tell me he's a fan.
Shannon Owens is applauded by the law enforcement community in Minnesota.
Who also we were was told, George Floyd, understand their grief. You know.
Look how long he took to lower the flag, for crying out loud. What does that tell you?
Meanwhile, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. More after this. Don't go away.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What's on your mind for our final segment? I know, I don't want to go either. But we got to make way for Charlie Kirk here coming up in a moment.
Yeah, kid, I don't care where you go, but you can't stay here.
Last chance to get a comment in, 701-271-1100. Or text us, 701-237-1590. Joan and Moorhead, go ahead, you're up, Joan.
Hi, I'm just calling about that previous texter about comparing to the January 6thers. It's just awful what happened to the policeman. I'm so sorry for his family and for the people that really care about law and order. But I was also going to mention about the January 6thers as far as he's thinking that that was an insurrection by MAGA people and the people that supported Trump. That was an insurrection by the FBI, basically, and Nancy Pelosi and the governor of Washington, or the mayor of Washington, D.C., and it was all a big scam to set up the MAGA people to look like criminals, to look like insurrectionists. When that was set up, the trial run was in Michigan. I don't know if you folks remember October when they were going to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. Those people, there were, I think, 18 people. 12 of the 18 that were convicted were FBI agents.
Yeah.
And the one that ran the field house there, he was promoted to the Washington, D.C. field house, the FBI leader. And it honestly, I mean, I wish I could call in and talk more about it, but that is a big planned deal to make the Trump people look bad and so that they could call them domestic terrorists. That was the whole plan of that whole thing. It's coming out. So the fellow that... Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry to go on, but... And,
no, you're saying it's coming out?
So that is... It's coming out. It is coming out about what's really been happening. I've been listening to Colby Logic on Real America's Voice about these poor January 6ers that are rotting in jail for 2 years. They're totally, totally innocent. There was some good policemen at the Capitol, but there was some bad policemen.
Oh, yeah.
This whole thing was a set-up riot.
Oh, I think Nancy Pelosi
is already out of jail. The QAnon shamans, he's already been released, and he was supposedly the worst of all of it, you know.
Nancy Pelosi and the effort to, you know, again, slow walk things that day have, you know, everybody knew that event was happening. I talked to a Capitol Police officer guarding the Capitol, said, you know, you got enough help here? You know, shaking his head, no way. Joan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. I've been promising to tell you more about this story of the North Korea defector. I'm blown away by the fact that she's comparing what she learned at North Korea, what she rather saw taught at Columbia, to being the same as what she would have been taught in North Korea. Justin, tell me more about this.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, too, in the interview with Levin, and that was the last hour last night, by the way, she had said that it wasn't just one professor, it was all of them. And she said they were saying things like, you know, the problems we have in this world are because of the white men and how they
get right up on your mic there, Justin. Get right up on that mic. There you go.
Because of, you know, the white men and how they colonize Africa. That's how they mess up everything, and that's the ones that need to be blamed. And she said, I couldn't believe that. I'm sitting in, she said, I wasn't sure if I was sitting in a North Korea classroom or America. And
wow.
She just goes on to just talk about, you know, how they just constantly said, you know, we're ancestors of slaves. And she said, you're not, you know, where you're born is, you know, out of your control, right? Who your ancestors are out of your control. And she said, this is the kind of stuff, again, we were taught in North Korea.
She wrote a book called While Time Remains, A North Korea Defector's Search for Freedom in America. Think about that.
Look at North Korea as a giant cult, okay? Look at North Korea as a giant cult. They have a leader. They're not allowed to. They don't know the people that are raised there. They have the supreme leader, actually, is what they refer to him as. And they don't know. All they're taught is that we are evil. America is evil. We're the enemy. The whole thing for decades has been just gone. Yeah, those poor people. Oh,
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Justin.
Oh, last quick point about that regarding, she talks about, you know, how they wanted to censor her speech because, again, she was, you know, escaped from North Korea, was sold into sex slavery in China, and she said, I literally crossed the Gobi Desert to be free. And now she lands in our country, and she wants to talk about this, and again, the people in Colombia just said, you know, this isn't, you know, you're not supposed to talk about this stuff, and all they wanted to do was censor her speech.
Yeah.
Well,
on that ironic.
Well, and, why would that be?
By the way, Jordan Peterson wrote the foreword for her book. So.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was going to mention, he was actually in Minneapolis on February, I think it was 7th and 8th or 8th and 9th, and it was standing room only from what I heard.
Anywhere he goes, I think, is standing room only, which is really amazing. And what I like about him is it reminds me a little bit of who's the podcast guy that got all the attention for the interviews during COVID?
Joe Rogan?
Yeah. You know,
she was on Rogan, too, by the way.
How Joe Rogan does these, like, two-hour-long podcasts gives me hope. When, you know, people are actually able to pay attention to a, you know, conversation for 2 hours. Jordan Peterson, same way. Some of his conversations are quite long.
Brilliant. Yeah, he's brilliant, too.
You know, like Myra White.
Subscribe to his YouTube channel.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, guys, out of time. Thank you, Justin. Good to see you.
Thanks for having
me. Good to see you, man.
Appreciate you stopping in. Kev, have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Got to go move a little snow, and we'll see you Monday.
That's right. You got a little more out that way than we did here. There's not much to move here, thankfully. It'll be melted in no time. Trust me on this one thing. God bless you, folks.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, it's Lon from Irie Insurance. Soon we'll swap snow for summertime. Boat rides and water skiing, camping in the RV, swimming in the backyard pool, or even a few rounds of golf. Unfortunately, these activities come with increased risks, and sadly, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Experience the Irie difference. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks. To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.